The Supplication on Tuesdays. In the name of Allah, the All-Merciful, the All-Compassionate. Praise belongs to Allah, and praise is His right, since Him deserves it, abundant praise. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of my soul, for surely the soul commands to evil, except as my Lord has mercy. I seek refuge in Him from the evil of Satan, who adds sins to my sin. I seek protection with Him from every wicked tyrant and unjust sovereign and conquering enemy. O Allah, place me among Thy troops are the victors, and place me in Thy party, for Thy party are the ones who prosper. And place me among Thy friends, for Thy friends no fear shall be upon them, nor shall they sorrow. O Allah, set right for me my religion, for it is the preserving tie of my affair. Set right for me my hereafter, for it is the abode of my permanent lodging, and to it I flee from the neighborhood of the vile. Make life an increase for me in every good, and death an ease for me from every evil. O Allah, bless Muhammad, the seal of the prophets, and the completion of the number of the envoys, and his household, the good, the pure, and his household, the good, the pure, and his companions, the distinguished. And give me on the Tuesday three things. Leave no sin for me unless Thou forgives it. And leave no grief unless Thou takes it away. And leave no enemy. And leave no enemy unless Thou repelst him. By means of In the Name of Allah, the Best of the Names. In the name of Allah, Lord of earth and heaven, I seek to repulse every hateful thing, the first of which is His anger. And I seek to attract every lovable thing, the first of which is His good pleasure. So seal me with forgiveness from Thee, O Patron of Beneficence.
Today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear brothers and sisters, ladies and gentlemen, Salamu Alaikum. So welcome to this episode of today's special by IRIB English Radio. We're going to speak about peaceful mind in the month of Ramadan.
Oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, oh Ramadan, oh Ramadan, month of mercy you are. Welcome Ramadan, 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 Ramadan.
Today Monday is the 23rd of Ramadan, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri Calendar, corresponding to the 5th of Ordibehesht, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar. and the 25th of April 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Let's bless this moment by chapter Ar-Rahman, verses 29 to 32.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim. Yas'aluhu man fis samawati wal ard kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'n.
Whoever is within the heavens and earth asks him. Every day he is bringing about a matter. So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny? We will attend to you, O prominent beings.
فَبِأَيِّ آلَاءِ رَبِّكُمَا تُكَذِّبَانِ.
So which of the favors of your Lord would you deny?
لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهُ.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
مَا لَنَا رَبٌّ سِوَى.
Invocation may be expressed through verbal or non-verbal language. Man is in need of God Almighty at all times, whether he invokes him to meet his demands or he fails to do likewise. The point is that Allah Almighty is not in the process of creation at all times, and each and every day he plans something new, and he's meeting the demands of the needy, and those who invoke him to meet their needs is likewise. One day, Allah bestows might upon some people, and the other day, He ruins them, owning to their disobedience and committing sins. Take care of your soul. Dear friends, Ramadan, the month of Ramadan, is a time for us to grow closer to Allah, to reflect, worship, and to nourish our souls. While we refrain from eating and drinking during daylight hours, it's important to remember why we are doing so and how we can use the month to achieve the ultimate purpose of Ramadan, to attain taqwa. What is taqwa? God consciousness. Our daily lives are very busy and we are connected to one device or another most of the time. If we aren't using our laptops, we are on our phones or watching television, it's important, especially in Ramadan, to create spaces that are calm and quiet to allow you to reflect and reconnect to Allah, the Almighty. This doesn't mean you need a total digital detox, but perhaps consider taking just 10 minutes every day to sit alone in a quiet space to reflect. It may feel strange at first, but guide your thoughts towards your relationship with Allah, your purpose in life, and how you could improve. Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa bin astain. Psychological tranquility in the month of, in the light of the month Ramadan. As we know, the month Ramadan is the month especially designated and especially designed for being attentive to religious duties and religious obligations. Throughout the month of Ramadan, we find that pious people observe it and try to, observe all the rites and rituals of this month as best as possible. The least condition is abstaining from eating and drinking in daytime. Right from the time of Azan or the, at dawn up to the sunset, in the beginning of night. Now we find that in this connection, throughout these hours, which may differ throughout the year, because in winter the daytime is shorter, but in summer daytime is longer, of course. We find that throughout the month Ramadan days and also nights, we find that many people come to consider performing and discharging their religious duties, and this gives them a sense of tranquility, a sense of psychological balance. And since many jobs that are permissible in other time of the year, in other seasons throughout the year, such jobs like, for example, eating and drinking, which are permitted, throughout the year, they are forbidden, strictly forbidden, in daytime, in the month Ramadan. We find that people come to accept this kind of duty and to observe it. Through observing this kind of duty, people come to adjust themselves to the prevailing situation, which isn't going to last a very long, long time. Rather, its duration lasts for only 1 month. However, we find that some people, due to some problems of industrialization and socialization, or for example psychological problems and so on, some people come to receive stresses or different types of psychological stress. Because of this, we find that all of these stresses seem to mitigate in the month of Ramadan, and since they are lowered in the month of Ramadan, people experience psychological tranquility in this month. And this is one of the benefits of the month of Ramadan, not only for individuals but for the whole community. Thank you.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind. Ramadan, month of the Quran, sent by Ar-Rahman, mercy to mankind.
Find tranquility this Ramadan. Don't forget dua. One of the most critical things to have during Ramadan is a dua list. This can be one sketched on paper, typed on your phone, or just embedded in your memory. Repeating the same du'as after prayers and throughout the day is a good practice and encourages remembrance of the power of Allah and the mercy of this month. The second way to find tranquility during this Ramadan is cutting out the distractions. Checking your phone, update social media, watching television, these are all things that distract us on a daily basis. While you might not be able to cut these out completely, cutting down on unnecessary acts will help you focus on what is important. Instead of updating your status, make dua. Instead of listening to music or news, recite dhikr. Instead of watching your favorite show, read the Holy Quran. Take advantage of this holy time and its abundant blessings.
Subhanallah, walhamdulillah, la ilaha illallah.
We're speaking about peace and tranquility during the month of Ramadan. This is today's special, IRIB English Radio. And now the continuation of it. As this is a time for introspection, the month of Ramadan is a time for achieving spiritual balance and inner peace. Personal hostility is at the minimum and the crime rates have been known to significantly decrease. Muslims take advice from the Prophet who said, if one slanders you and aggresses against you, say, I'm fasting. Muslims practice generosity by being charitable, family bonding by gathering around the iftar table, spirituality by praying, and self-control by practicing good manners. All these habits build a feeling of peace, tranquility, and self-satisfaction. In addition to fasting, reciting the Holy Quran also reserves to produce tranquility of heart and mind, promotes forgiveness and tolerance, and also improves the memory.
The month of Ramadan is a month of ibadah, the month of worship, the month of closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Our whole lives, 11 months, we don't have that strong bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Very few people build that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, invest in that bond with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. During the month of Ramadan, set an hour and a half to recite some dua. When you wake up for the suhoor, to eat, to take a bite, to give your body strength, also recite a dua. Also recite some Quran during those moments. Because just as your body needs the strength and needs the nutrition, your soul is also hungry. How many of us feed our souls? We live in a society that tells us just come and give your desires, your materialistic desires, give them whatever it wants. Feed your stomach, feed your desires, feed your eyes, feed your ears, give your body everything it needs. How often do we have a sustenance for the soul, a sustenance for the heart, a sustenance for the nafs? Our souls are dying. Our souls are starving. And the only thing that will strengthen our souls is our relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ala bi dhikri Allah tatma'innu al-qulub. It is only through the remembrance of Allah that our hearts will be at peace.
That was all for today's special. Thank you very much for joining us. Please keep us in your prayers and du'as. And there is nothing else, just fi amanillah.
القرآن ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان نور في الأفق يلوح باب الجنة مفتوح لا يروي عطش الروح إلا باب الريان ظمآن ظمآن لوصالك يا رمضان للتوبة والغفران ومجالسة القرآن
ف food for thought.
Hello dear listeners, and since we are marking the grand night of Qadr, on which God Almighty fixes destinies for the year to come, let us hear what the command of the faithful and the leader of the pious, Imam Ali ibn Abi Talib, says about destiny. Each step one takes is a step towards one's destiny.
Fruitful Moments with IRIB English Radio. Log on to our website, www.parstoday.com/en.
Hadith of the day.
Here I am, yearning for your cure. This humble servant will be diverted from you no more, no more, no more.
You're listening to the program Hadith of the Day with Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha on IRIB English Radio.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Welcome to our program, Hadith of the Day, here at IRIB English Radio. Today on Hadith of the Day, we're going to be looking at a very beautiful tradition and hadith, which is concerned with the recipients of charity. This month is the month of Ramadan, you know. We're in the month of Ramadan. The month of Ramadan is the month of worship of Allah. And primarily, when we think of Ramadan, we think about fasting. We think about reading the Quran, right? These are also great acts of worship, no denying that. But there are also other acts of worship that we can perform in this blessed month, one of which is charity, giving charity, sadaqah, or charity to those people who deserve it. Right? But the question always is asked by people, who do we give charity to? You know? And it's ironic that this question is actually mentioned in the Holy Quran in a couple of places. One of the places where it's mentioned is the following. The charities are for the poor who are straitened in the way of Allah, not capable of moving about in the land for trade. The unaware suppose them to be well off because of their reserve. You recognize them by their mark. They do not ask people importunately. Right. So these are some of the characteristics of those people who need charity and who deserve to be given charity. Right? People who are, lose their way and they come somewhere, you know, on a trip and, for example, they don't have enough money to get back. Right? Or people, who don't have money, they're not well off, right? But at the same time, they don't constantly ask people for money. Right? These are people who deserve to be given charity. Imam Sadiq alayhi salam was once asked about whether one should give charity to those who beg at people's doors, or whether to withhold it from them and to give it to one's poor relatives instead. To which the Imam replied in the following way, no, rather one should send it to a poor relative, for that holds a greater reward. They say in English, charity begins at home, right? This is a principle that Islam, to a certain extent, has affirmed that if we want to give charity, we should start with giving it to our poor relatives, And this is also one of the things that we should take into consideration in this holy month, remembering our relatives who need our help. A lot of times, people are generous and they start, giving charity and their, sadaqah and their zakat or their khums, to people outside of their family, when there are people within their own family who deserve it more than those people. But because of some, family disagreements and arguments, we don't want to give it to them. Oh, I don't like that guy. He said this about me. Let me give it to somebody else. Right? It's easier to give it to somebody we don't know, right? Because we don't really know everything about him, than to give it to somebody we've been living with all our life, right? We know everything about. Right? But here the Imam says, no. Give it to the person in your family who deserves it more than those people who are outside of your family. Thank you for joining us here on Hadith of the Day. We were looking at the people who deserve to be given charity in the words of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. Please remember us in your prayers in this holy month of Ramadan. Until next time, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
That was Dr. Shiraz Hossein Agha for the program Hadith of the Day on RIB English Radio.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. يا أيها المزمل قم الليل إلا قليلا نصفه
أو انقص منه قليلا أو زد عليه ورتل القرآن ترتيلا.
ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك جنبني حراني.
Let's recite the Quran.
ناجيتك أرجو غفرانك يا من ينجينا إحسانك. ودعوتك ربي بقرآنك.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على محمد وآله الطاهرين
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد وعجل فرجهم
اللهم صل على علي أمير المؤمنين اللهم لعن قتلة أمير المؤمنين عليه السلام آمين يا رب العالمين Respected brothers and sisters السلام عليكم ورحمة الله Welcome to the Let's Read and Recite the Qur'an Kareem, a series of Qur'anic sessions held by IRIB English Radio in cooperation with Sevier International Schools Network. Thank you so much for joining us. May inshallah Allah Almighty grant everyone a blazing, healthy and long life, inshallah. So, I really say that to all of you, may Allah accept all your prayers, your du'as, inshallah, Allah Almighty grant us all with the reward of Jannah, inshallah. All right? Yeah. So, Brother Minhal Hussain, salam alaikum. Mahdi al Husseinan, salam.
Salam.
How are you? Good. Are you good?
Yes, I'm good.
How much good?
Good.
Nope. Too much good?
Yes, okay.
Yes. How about Muhammad Hadi? Sayyid Muhammad Hadi. Are you good?
Yes, I'm good.
Okay, the answer of how are you is not Naqawi. Good. How about Muhammad Yahya?
Sayyid
Muhammad Yahya.
I'm good, thanks.
So, Alhamdulillah, all the Muslim brothers and sisters around the world, they were doing their prayers during the holy nights of Qadr. May Allah Almighty accept, inshallah. Thank you so much for joining us, inshallah, today. We are going to continue our lessons also and trying to learn some new rules, some new tips on how to read and recite the Holy Quran. So, Brother Amin al-Hussein, the last topic we were talking about was...
How to stop and where to stop.
So, how to stop, we learned like 6-7 rules, yeah?
Yeah.
And sometimes we were changing the harakah to sukun. Sometimes we were changing it to another harakah like alif maddi. Sometimes there was no changes because the last letter had already had a sukun. Okay. Sometimes all the harakats were changed to sukun. Okay. So one of those rules is left. Okay. That inshallah. We will talk about it in the coming sessions. And also we talked about where to make a pause or where to stop. The stopping stations. Yeah? The stopping stations. So 10 of them I think we learned. Right, Muhammad Yahya?
Yes.
We talked about Jim.
Mim.
Skala, Jim, Mim.
Qala, Sala, Mim. La.
Mim.
Za.
Sin.
Two memes.
Sin. Good.
Sala.
So now I count them.
The ending of the...
The ending of the...
Ayah.
Ayah, yeah.
The end of the ayah?
Yes. Sure.
And also?
Sod.
Qaf, qaf.
Qaf.
Qif.
Qif. Qif means stop.
We're on page 9 actually, not page 8.
Qif and
sil.
Sil. The other one was sil.
Sil?
Connected.
Sil.
Okay, it's an order. I mean, it's a command. Next one was waqful mu'anaqa.
Three dots.
Actually, not the three dots.
You can stop at one station or the other station.
Yeah, you gotta stop at one of them.
In real six.
Yeah,
you should stop.
It's six dots.
Yeah, six dots. So, Alhamdulillah, we learned them. Now you know where to make a pause, yes? And where not to make a pause. All right, Hadi?
Yes.
So, that's very good that Alhamdulillah I've learned. So today, I think that's enough about the stations, okay? Because in Osman Taha, we have also some more stations, okay? That inshallah, as we recite the Holy Quran Kareem, okay? We will come to them and talk to them, or talk about them, okay? For example, we will be reciting an ayah. So one of the other stations or one of the signs in the Holy Quran will appear there, okay? So, which is new for us. So, we'll talk about it. Okay, there. Understood? So, yes. Inshallah. Today, we are going to talk about silent letters.
يبكي يسأل خالقه فأتاه الوحي فأشرق اقرأ اقرأ
Let's recite the Quran.
اقرأ باسم ربك الذي خلق.
Do you remember we talked about Alif and Lam?
Yes.
So Alif Lam with moon letters, Alif Lam with sun letters. All right?
Yes.
So we talked about it a lot and we learned. So Alif and Lam, or Lam, is one of the silent letters. Okay, one of the
silent
letters. Now, inshallah, we will again talk about some more.
Waw and Ya.
Alif, how many letters were there?
Alif,
four
Lam,
letters
Waw,
were there, yes? Four letters were there.
Alif, so, Lam, Waw, Ya.
Alif, Lam, Waw, Ya. Or if you put them together, you can make a word. Wali.
Wali.
Wali. Huruful Wali or Hurufi Wali, it's kind of, I mean, popular with this name. Okay, Hurufi
Wali.
Wali. So Huruf Wali, there are four letters that they are written, actually, but not pronounced. Yes?
Yes.
We have them in English. We have them in Persian. So let's make some examples in English to make it more clear. So, or to make it, sorry, clearer. In English, we say clearer, not more clear, yes? If we use more, we emphasize. More clearer, yes? So, Minhal Hussein, can you please spell the word night, day night. And night? Can you spell it?
Like a night with the N-I-G-H-T? Sword?
No, no.
Oh, like
N-I-G-H-T. So in I G H T, how many letters are there? N I G H T. Five letters are there, but he pronounced the letters in a way that we just heard three letters. Letters. Yeah. Night.
N-I-T.
Yes. N I T.
But when we spell it, it will be knit.
Yeah. But
if you say,
but the spelling is different.
Letters.
There are two letters silent.
Yes.
So they are written but not pronounced. Muhammad Ahia, can you spell the word talk?
T-A-L-K.
Oh, L is silent there.
Talk.
Yeah.
Can you spell the word, for example, what word? Walk.
Walk. W-A-L-K.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Okay. So L is silent here as well. Mahdi, can you spell the word listen? Listen to me.
Listen.
Listen.
Listen. It's written like listen, but T is silent there.
Yes.
Okay. Or come, I come my hair, be a silent there.
Yeah.
So we have a lot of words in English that
in Persian
they have different spellings. I mean, there are many letters, okay? But most of them, or some of them, sometimes one, two, or three sometimes.
In Persian, like khawab, khab,
khab. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Good, good, good. In Persian as well, we have khawab. It's written, but it's pronounced khab.
Waw is silent. Mi khawaham, mi khawaham.
Yeah, mi khawaham becomes mi khawaham. می خواهم به خانه خواهرم بروم خواب بکنم yes? می خواهم خانه خواهرم برم خواب بکنم All the waw are silent here. So we have them in Persian, we have them in English. It becomes easier, right?
Yes.
Now let's go to the Quran Karim and talk about some examples in the Quran.
In page 9.
So in the Quran Karim,
yeah,
guys,
last week
in the Quran Karim as well, sometimes we have this actually waw. And sometimes ya.
And Alif Lam.
Yeah. Sometimes waw, sometimes ya. They are not pronounced, but they are written. So
like
our
Musa.
Topic, our top, what is the topic? The topic is the
like
letters
Yahya.
Which are written, but not
pronounced. Like Yahya, ye is not pronounced.
Ye is not pronounced. Yahya,
yeah.
Are you
yeah,
sure?
Yeah.
Yes.
Yes, that is the?
Musa.
The seat
Musa.
Or the chair for the?
Alif
Maddi. Yahya made a very clear point here.
Yes,
and that was how to understand or how to find out that this is a silent letter. This is waw, which is silent. Written but silent.
Like
this is
Musa.
Ya, written but silent.
Like
how to understand this? Uh-huh. Let's come to this. One of the things, there are many cases, okay? The first case is when Ya or waw is the seat or the chair for Hamza.
Yes, like Nu'mina.
So this Hamza is naughty. It sometimes goes and sits on the top of Ya, sometimes on the top of Waw, sometimes at the bottom of Ya, sometimes on the top of Alif. It's like Mahdi, naughty. It goes everywhere. Sometimes on the top of a tree, sometimes down the desk, okay? The bottom of a desk, he goes everywhere. So Hamza is like this, sometimes on the top of Waw. Are you angry with me?
No.
I'm sorry.
Very much.
Like a okay. Bee, like a bee. Every time is one place.
Bee?
Yeah, bee.
Oh, I mean that bee. Yeah. That bee. I thought the bee, the letter.
It always teaches people and makes them have and gives torture to them.
Okay. The so.
That's more like you.
So, the first case is what? Muhammad Hadi? When Ya or Waw is the seat or chair for?
Hamza.
Hamza or? Hamza then. That's enough.
No. Alif maksura. Alif maksura.
So
no, it's that is for
you. You know that if Hamza is on the top of any of them, even Alif, so you pronounce it.
Yeah.
You pronounce it Hamza, not Waw, not Alif, not Ya.
Yes.
Okay, Mahdi? If it is on the top of Waw, Hamza, with Fatha you say not Wa. Yes? Because Hamza is there, it makes it clear that it's Hamza, it's me, I'm on the top. It means I have conquered this. I have the control over this letter. Okay? So the first case is this. Let's go and, inshallah, in the Quran Kareem, we will find them, okay?
We'll find some
examples. What page are you on? Page?
Eight.
Page eight.
They are full of them.
No, nine.
Page eight of the Quran Kareem with Usman Taha. Writing style. So, أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Okay. Look at the first ayah. Wa idh najaynakum min ali fir'auna yasumunakum su'al 'adhabi yudhabbihuna abna'akum wa yastahyuna nisa'akum. وَفِي ذَلِكُمْ بَلَاءٌ مِّن رَبِّكُمْ عَظِيمٌ. Look at the Hamza at the bottom of Alif. وَإِذْ. So, Alif is here what?
Sir.
Silent. Because the letter we pronounce is the letter Hamza, not the Alif.
Yes, but here is not.
No, the Alif is silent, but the Hamza is not silent.
Sir, no. We don't have Hamza
haraka.
Here.
Yeah.
What is?
That's why we say
what
is.
No. Eh, look.
No, we don't have any Hamza.
Sir, we don't have any Hamza.
Are you sure? At the bottom of
what
Alif.
Yeah,
no, sir, see.
Oh, okay, maybe that Quran doesn't have. And it's another style of writing, okay? It's not Usman Taha. So, but in Usman Taha, it's clear.
That's this.
The difference between Usman Taha and other versions of the Quran Kareem. I mean version by writing style, okay?
Yeah, we don't have 100 versions.
Okay, so.
I don't update.
In Usman Taha, the Hamza with Kasra is written at the bottom of the Alif, okay? Or at the bottom of Ya with Kasra. So this is Wa'idh with Kasra Hamza. So it's at the bottom of Alif. Thanks to IRIB English Radio. And also Sevier International Schools Network, students of Sevier International Schools Network, and the teacher. Thanks so much for joining us. Inshallah, we will be back with the next cases of silent letters.
Let's recite the Quran, a joint production of IRIB English Radio and Sevier International Schools.
صفاته نبع الهدى نلقى الجنان بحبه لن تستقيم حياتنا
الفرقان إليه تنصت الأكوان وفيه تعطر الآذان والقرآن.
The Ocean of Dua.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، ثم الصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين. In the name of Allah, the Beneficent, the Merciful. Hello everyone, dear brothers and sisters. I am Sayyid Muhammad Hassan Murarisi here with another special edition of this program, The Ocean of Dua. In this special edition and during this sacred and holy month of Ramadan, we'll try to talk about some parts of supplication of Abu Hamza Thumali. And we'll be bringing you the commentary on some parts of this supplication. We'll be back again after you listen to some parts of this dua, so stay with us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Ilahi. لو قرنتني بالأصفاد ومنعتني سيبك من بين الأشهاد ودللت على فضائحي عيون العباد وأمرت بي إلى النار وحلت بيني وبين الأبرار ما قطعت رجائي منك وما صرفت تأميلي للعفو عنك ولا خرج حبك من قلبي أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا.
Brothers and sisters, we were discussing the concept of love in this part of the supplication of Abu Hamza. إلهي لو قرنتني بالأصفاد. O Allah, if I had been tied with chains, وَمَنَعْتَنِي سَيْبَكَ مِنْ بَيْنِ الْأَشْهَادِ, if I have been cut off from your stream of bounties in the presence of witnessing people, وَدَلَلْتَ عَلَى فَضَائِهِ عُيُونَ الْعِبَادِ, and if the people were all eyes to see how I'm exposed to infamy and disgrace, وَأَمَرْتَ بِي إِلَى النَّارِ, and if I was ordered to proceed to hell, وَحُلْتَ بَيْنِي وَبَيْنَ الْأَبْرَارِ, and if you set up a barrier between me and the pious ones, مَا قَتَعْتُ رَجَائِي مِنْكَ, I would not even then cease to have hope. وَمَا صَرَفْتُ تَأْمِيلِ لِلْعَفْوِ عَنْكَ, it would not stop me from expecting your pardon. وَلَا خَرَجَ حُبُّكَ مِنْ قَلْبِي, and even then it would not take away your love from my heart. And then Imam says, أنا لا أنسى أياديك عندي وسترك علي في دار الدنيا. I have not forgotten the bounties and the protection you had for me in the world. Since Imam says لا خرج حبك من قلبي as one of the most fundamental ways of keeping his relation with Allah, we started discussing the concept of حب in the previous and earlier episodes. We said that such a love of Allah, when someone experiences it, when someone experiences the pleasure of intimacy and love with Allah, he would not prefer anything over Allah the Exalted. In this regard, Imam Zayn al-Abidin alayhi salam, the leader of the lovers, somehow, says, O Allah, who can have tasted the sweetness of your love, then wanted another in place of you? And who can have become intimate with your nearness, then sought removal from you?
Ramadan, Ramadan.
The ocean of dua.
Dear listeners, let me tell you this. The reason behind the difference of people in relation to their views, in relation to their goals about life, is that they are sometimes deprived of the pleasure and sweetness of love of Allah. Otherwise, those who have experienced such a pleasure do not seek anything else in their lives. In the supplication of Arafah, Imam Hussein alayhi salam says, What has he found who has lost you? ماذا وجد من فقدك؟ وماذا فقد من وجدك? And what has he lost, one who has found you? And we said that this love abides in the hearts of awliyaullah. In fact, the dynamic force behind every action and endeavor in the lives of the friends of Allah is this love, is this remembrance, and it's this pleasure that they have, that they feel in themselves, that their Lords is aware of them, is observant over them, and they are doing whatever they're doing for him, for his face. Anything beside this is seen as diversion from Allah. Hence, Imam Sajjad alayhi salam seeks Allah's forgiveness for all this and says, I pray forgiveness from you for every pleasure other than that of your remembrance, for every ease other than that of intimacy with you, and for every happiness other than that of proximity to you, and for every occupation other than obeying you. And this love is so important that apart from keeping our relations with Allah, even facing the most dreadful events and situations, it sometimes compensates the deficiency of our deeds as well. You know why? Because love is never dissociated from action. Love and action, hub and amal, they're together. The sign of he who has fallen in love with something is activity, is endeavor. The sign of the one who has fallen in love is action. It is endeavor. And on the other hand, love compensates the inability of a deed and somehow mediates for the performer of that deed, as love is an effective intercessor before Allah, the Exalted. And this is what we have been taught from our traditions and sometimes other supplications. We will, God willing, talk about this concept of hub and love of Allah more in the next episodes. Thank you for staying with us in this program. We ask the Almighty Allah to set us among the guided ones and the people of the straight path. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Thank you, dear listeners of IRIB English, for listening to us. If you have any question regarding our programs, feel free to email us at englishradio@irib.ir. Also, visit our website at parstoday.com. Until the next program, take care and goodbye.
Don't let me go astray, cause I need you by my side. I wish to be close, close to you throughout my life. Ya Allah, oh Allah, be with me all the way.
Our voice comes from the heart of beautiful Iran. IRIB English Radio.
Questions and answers in Islamic upbringing.
I have a son. He's really in fond of football, and he's so weak in his lesson courses. I really don't know what should I do.
Could you tell me when we have to start upbringing of our kids, that is, from the very beginning of the birth?
I have a little son, and he's so disrespectful. I want to know how to treat him according to the teachings of the Ahlul Bayt, peace be upon them.
Answering parents' questions in upbringing their children in an Islamic way.
Do you know what Islam is? It's a way of life for all. It is taught in the Quran for big and small.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio This is your host Musa Al-Bahadili and you are now listening to the program Islamic Upbringing In this program you will discuss issues, relevant questions and other fields regarding the Islamic upbringing of children And we would like to stress that the answers that we provide in this program are all based upon the narrations of the household of the Prophet and, of course, of the Prophet himself and upon the Holy Quran, supplemented with scientific research. Joining us in the studio today is our dear friend, Sheikh Ali Himani, who is an Islamic researcher at the Seminary of Qum. Dear Sheikh, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh, and thank you for joining us.
Alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah. It's my pleasure to be here in your studio.
Sheikh, today we will be talking about, again, how we can manage our tweens and teenagers and hopefully so that we may guide them towards an Islamic upbringing and an Islamic life. Because Islam, it isn't just a part of our life, it is our life. So, Sheikh, would you say that inviting, enticing our children to come to Islam and be more religious and religiousness in general is also a good method of guidance?
Very true, because if you remember our discussion that's heading towards how to manage these energies that are bubbling into them,
right.
The high adrenaline
program,
and
right.
all that. So one of the ways is to introduce religion, introduce religiousness, and introduce religious activities for them so that they get involved